Today's Amud is Beitza Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, six lines from the top, by the words Va'amar Rami Bar Abba. So the Gemara just previously mentioned a maimer from Rami Bar Abba al Darach HaMosar. So the Gemara now continues on that theme. Va'amar Rami Bar Abba, Chatsuva Mikata Raglehen Derishayo. Chatsuva is a type of plant, and the nature of this chatsuva plant is that when it goes into the ground, it's like a blade of grass, and it grows in, and its roots go straight, mama, straight down. It doesn't branch out at all. And so it's useful for dividing property. Rashi brings that Yoshua used it when he divided up Eretz Yisrael. And it really shows a dividing line between two properties. It's like an honest plant. Said Rami Bar Abba that chatsuva is mekata raglehen derishayo. That this plant, it cuts the legs of Rishaim. Meaning Rishaim should take a lesson from chatsuva. They should learn from chatsuva the midah of honesty. And from not learning honesty from the chatsuva, so they'll be punished for not learning honesty from this chatsuva. Netia, referring to Arla, the mitzvah of Arla, that a person has fruits, he has a fruit tree, and he can't eat it for the first 3 years, that's the Isser of Arla, so you have something, and still you have to be patient. That's the lesson of Arla, is that you have to be patient, you can't have it yet. That's mikata raglehoin de katsavaya udeboale nidais. So that cuts the legs, literally, of butchers who just cut the meat. They sell the meat right away without cutting it up and checking to see if it's a trefa. They shech the animal, and right away they sell it without checking to see if it's a trefa. They're not patient. So it cuts their legs, and also the boale nidais, that they don't wait for tefillah b'mikvah. So that also, they're not being patient. And they really should learn the lesson from Netia, from the mitzvah of Arla. And lastly, says Rami Bar Abba, that Tormusa is mekata ragleo in desaynein shal Yisrael. That Tormusa, which is a type of bean, so that cuts the legs of Klal Yisrael. Meaning Klal Yisrael should take a lesson from the Tormusa. The Tormusa is a type of very bitter bean. And when you cook it one time, it's still very bitter. You can't really eat it. You cook it a second time, still very bitter. After seven times, finally it gets sweet. Says the Gemara that Klal Yisrael should learn the lesson from Tormusa. Why? Says the Gemara, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayesifu b'nei Yisrael lasis hara b'inei Hashem. It says that Klal Yisrael continued to do what was bad in the eyes of Hashem. V'yavdu es ha-baylim, ves ha-ashtarois, ves elokei Aram, ves elokei Tzidon, ves elokei Moya, ves elokei b'nei Amon, ves elokei Plishtim. It says seven different avodah zarah that they were avid. And after each one, they were punished, and they continued their avera. They kept doing the avodah zarah. V'yazvu ash Hashem v'lo yavdu. They forsake Hashem and they didn't serve Him. So ask the Gemara on the pasuk mimash mashenemer v'yazvu ash Hashem. Once the pasuk says that they forsake Hashem, so eni idea shelo yavdu. So then I know obviously that means that they didn't serve Him. So umatam aloymer v'lo yavdu. Why is the pasuk being redundant? Why does it say they forsake Hashem and they didn't serve Him? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, afilu ketormus hazeh. It means that the pasuk is coming to emphasize that even like this bean, shasholken oisay sheva pamim, that at least after you soak it and you cook it seven times, va'aychlen oisay b'kinuach suda, then you eat it for dessert. You eat a mamish, it becomes very sweet. You eat it for kinuach suda, you eat it for dessert. And even like this bean, lo asauni banai, the pasuk saying Hashem is kaviyachul complaining that even like this bean, lo asauni banai, my children didn't make me even like this bean. That at least after seven times, you know, give up. You were punished seven times. Enough's enough. No, they still didn't learn the lesson. They continued to be bitter even after seven times. They didn't learn the lesson from the Tormusa. Says the Gemara, Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Meir, the Tana Tuan in the name of Rabbi Meir. Why is it that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael? Gufa, because they're such azen, they're so brazen, they're so bold, so strong-minded. That's why we got the Torah. So the Marsha points out that it's actually really a good midah, that because we're so az, so that's what allows us to even keep the Torah, even when we're beaten up in galus, and still we don't forsake the Torah. It's a good thing. Rashi focuses on the negative side, that because we're so az, we're so strong-minded, so the Torah sort of like relaxes us. Torah mateshes koicho shel Adam, it makes us a little bit more balanced. And Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel taught that Miminai Eish Das Lamai, the Pasuk says that from his right hand Hashem gave us his laws. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said Kaviyachol that Ru'uyin Halalu Shatinasein Lahem Das Eish. That really these people, referring to the Yidden, they're right to have fiery laws. Meaning, because it's going to break us down. The fiery laws, the Eish Shel Das, the Das Shel Eish, it will calm us down a little bit. Rigad Amri, some have a different version, that the Sehem Shel Elu Eish, that the nature of these people, of the Yidden, is like fire. Again, like we're Oz. Shel Malei Nit Natarli Yisrael, if not for the fact that the Torah would have been given to Klal Yisrael, so Inko, we would have been left as so as so strong minded that Inko Uma Velasha Nichaylin Amid Mifneim, that no Uma, no other religion or nation would ever be able to stand up in front of the Yidden. The Yidden would just take over the world because we'd be so strong. The Torah makes us a little bit weaker, it relaxes us, it makes us more balanced. Without that, we would take over the world. V'hainu Damar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. That's the meaning of that's what Rav Shimon ben Lakish also said. He said that Shleisha Azenhain, that there are three things that are the most Az of their men, that they're the most strong of their men. Yisrael ba'umais, Kla Yisrael amongst all the nations were the most Az. Kelev ba'chayos, the dog is the most Az amongst all the animals, the wild, the chayos, the wild animals. Tarnugol ba'ayfais, Tarnugol amongst the birds. And some say a fourth one, that v'yesh aimrim af eiz b'behema daka. Some say a fourth one, that also a goat amongst the small animals, that's the most Az amongst the small animals. V'yesh aimrim af tzlaf b'ilanais. Now then amongst the trees, so the caper bush, the tzlaf, that's the most Az. Rashi says he doesn't know what would be Az about a caper bush. Taisa says the fact it's so strong, it produces tons of fruits, a lot of fruits, or very often it produces fruits, and therefore the tzlaf is considered the most Az amongst the Ilanis. Interesting question I saw over here is that it says over here that the most, Rish Lakish said that the Kelev Bechayos, that the most Az amongst the Chayos is the Kelev. Yet in Pirkei Avos, it says when the Tana wants to tell us that Klal Yisrael, that we should be Az, it says, Havi Az Kenamir. It picks a different Chaya. It picks a leopard. It says that we should be Az like a leopard. A leopard is another type of Chaya. And the question is if a leopard is the most Az, so why over here does it say Kelev? Or if Kelev is the most Az, so why in Avos does it say, Havi Az Kenamir? Kenamir. It should say, Havi Az Kekelev. It should say that you should be Az like a dog. If a dog is the most Az, so if the Mishnah is coming to tell us, be very Az, say Havi Az Kekelev. Why does it say Havi Az Kenamer? So I saw Rav Mordechai Gross in a sefer on Perek Shira. I forgot what the name of the sefer is, but he has a sefer on Perek Shira, and he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman that he was aiming on this kasha, and Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that there's a difference between the azus of the kelev and the azus of the namer. A kelev is az, even though it's not really a strong animal. A kelev is not the biggest chaya, but it barks and it acts angry and it gets people scared. It acts with azus, but it itself is not really az. So the Tana Rish Lakish is coming to say that a kelev is the most az of the chayos because it acts like that. However, in truth, when the Mishnah Avos is telling us to be az, we are actually az. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us that we should act with our azus, that we shouldn't be embarrassed to perform Torah and mitzvahs, that even when it's hard and difficult and people are looking at us, we're in the airport, davening, whatever it is, so we should act with azus. That's what it means, have the az kanamer, because the leopard actually is strong, just like we're actually strong, so the more appropriate mashal would be Havi Az Kenamer. Now, here we're just saying Be'etzem, and amongst the Chayos, the Kelev is the most Az, even though Be'etzem, it's not really a strong animal. Something like that. But the Kasha is a Geshmaka Kasha, that over here it says that the Kelev is the most Az of the Chayos, and Avos we say Havi Az Kenamer. Anyway, says the Gemara Vayter now. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that Shachta Besada Lo Yeviana B'mait. We said that Stam, if a person checks an animal on Yom Tif, so when he wants to bring the animal into his house, he's not allowed to hang the animal up on a pole and then bring it into his house, because that would be Uvdin Dechol. It's very, it's like a weekday like to do it like that. Rather, he should cut it up into pieces and bring it piece by piece. He should, in his arms, in his hands, he should bring it into his house piece by piece. So now that the Mishnah mentioned this idea of Uvdin Dechol, so the Gemara is going to bring other examples of Uvdin Dechol. Perhaps before we start the next Gemara, we'll just mention an interesting story. So the Chida has a sefer Magal Tov. Magal Torah was the Chida's personal diary. He didn't publish the Sefer. It was his personal diary that, for some reason, was published afterwards as a Sefer. We have it as a Sefer. It's called Magal Tov. And it's really a personal diary of the Chida. I don't think he ever meant to publish it. Definitely didn't. He writes very personal things in there. And it's very interesting, though. The Chida lived in Be'etzem. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. But he went a lot of times around the world, around Europe, Africa, different places, to collect money for the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, as was common in those days. So the Chida was one of these people that would collect money for the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, he was in all different communities. And he writes about it. He writes about his travels, different people he met. And it's all printed in this diary that we have, Magal Tov. So over there, the Chida describes one of his Yamim Tovim. It's an entry for Chaf Hei Tishrei Taf Kuf Lamed Ches. And over there, the Chida describes one of his Yamim Noraim inside a certain Jewish community in southern France. And he writes over there that he wasn't really having such a good time. Like I said, it was a personal diary. This wasn't meant for publication. And he writes he was getting very bothered by some of the Balabatim over there in the community. They were hacking him up about all different things that he wasn't really interested. He just wanted to sit and learn. It's interesting, by his entry for Aseret Yemei Tshuva of that year, so he writes, like, Baruch Hashem, I avoided talking to all people during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. I was able to spend all my time alone, yada, yada, yada. But that was what he was looking forward to. But most of his Yom Narayim of that year, he did not get that opportunity. And instead, he was giving all different types of business advice and different types of counsel to the different Balabatim in the community, which is something that he personally didn't feel was his job, and he didn't want to do it. Anyway, so in one of these entries, so he writes about specifically one of the Balabatim that were hacking him up. And this Balabas used to tell him, you know, like, I'm not like the other Balabatim that are talking to you. I'm actually a Talmud Chacham. He used to tell the Chida, I'm not like the other Balabatim. Now, of course, every Balabas is chayv to be a Talmud Chacham as well. That's not a problem. The problem with this one is just that he wasn't. And he mamish wasn't. And the Chida writes that he was telling his Torahs to me, telling me all different types of shtiklach Torah that he held were shtiklach Torah, and apparently they weren't. He writes an example. He writes that this Balabas told him a certain riddle. He says, what's a pasuk that we have in Tanakh that has six words, but really there's only three words? And so he was referring to the pasuk in Tehillim. The Chida says the answer to the riddle, that it was a pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Mem Zayin, where the pasuk says, Zamru l'Elokim Zameru, Zamru l'Malkenu Zameru. So it's six words, but most of them are the same words. It's actually only three different words. And I guess the Chida didn't like the riddle. I thought it was an interesting riddle. But the Chida, I guess for him, on his level, for him, that was, I guess, a waste of time. He didn't appreciate it. He writes also that before Sukkot of that year, so this Balabas, he brought him his Esrog. And he said, look at this. It's a Geshmaka Esrog, right? It's kosher. It can make a brach on it and everything, right? What do you hold? That's what he said to the Chida. So the Chida describes, he looked at the Esrog and he describes it was mamish awful. Mamish puzzle. Very far from being kosher. But he didn't want to insult the person. So instead, he handed it back to him. He said, yeah, it's a pre-Eitz Hadar. Which in other words is just saying it's an Esrog. But the guy didn't chap, whatever. Anyways, kacha, that's what the Chida responded. That was the story. Anyway, so why am I bringing this up? Because in this journal entry, so the Chida writes that at some point this fellow, he came to the Chida and he was complaining against the Rav of the city. His complaint was that the Rav told him on Yom Tif, I guess it was on Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah, the Rav went up to him and told him on Yom Tif that he was doing something wrong. What was this man doing wrong that the Rav told him? He said, I saw you were walking outside with your cane, with your walking stick, and you're not allowed to walk outside on Yom Tif with a walking stick. That's what the Rav told this Balabas. So the Balabas says to the Chida that, look, the Rav's an Am Haaretz. He was complaining against the Rav. The Rav's an Am Haaretz. He doesn't even know a Mishnah, Mesechas Beitza, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that there's a klal called Mitoich. Mitoich Shehutshra L'Tzarech Eichol Nefesh, being that you have a heter to carry on Yom Tif L'Tzarech Eichol Nefesh, so you have a heter to carry also, even if it's not L'Tzarech Eichol Nefesh. So I'm allowed to walk around with my cane on Yom Tif. It's Pashit, it's Mitoich. Mitoich, it's Mutter for Eichol Nefesh, so I could carry around my cane. And he was complaining against the Rav, that the Rav's mamish na ma'aretz. So the Chida says, at this point, he says, I couldn't hold back, and I told him, you're mamish, you're making a mistake. It's a gemara mefureshes, the Meseches Beitza, Chafei HaMebeis. And that's our gemara that we're about to read. It says, the gemara tan rabbanon, ein asuma yoytze b'makaloi. Says the Braisa, asuma is not allowed to go out with his walking stick on Yom Tif. That's what the Chida told this fellow. That no, it's mamish mefureshes Braisa. Asuma is not allowed to go outside with his walking stick. So what's the reason? It's coming off of our Mishnah. Rashi explains, because it's derechal, it's uvdin nechal, nothing to do with haitzah, nothing to do with carrying, avada, in terms of hilchos haitzah, so that would be mutter, we have mitaych, but it's uvdin nechal, a suma is not allowed to go outside on Yom Tov with his walking stick. V'loi haraya betarmiloi, continues the braisa, and the shepherd is not allowed to go out with his pouch, also uvdin nechal. V'ein yaitzim bekise, you're not allowed to go out on Yom Tov on a chair, we'll see later what that means exactly, it means people holding someone else up on the chair. Echa de ish v'echa de isha, and it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, you're not allowed to be yaitze on the kise. So I asked the Gemara, is that really true? You can't be yaitze in the kise? V'hashalach Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Yaakov Bar Idi once sent a letter, a message to Bavel, and he sent the following message. This is what it said in the letter. It said, Zaken echad haya b'shchuna senu. There was a certain elder in our shchuna, in our neighborhood. V'haya yaitze b'gludke shaloi. And he used to go out on his chair. People would hold him up on his chair. And that's how he got around. People were holding him up on this chair. So they went and they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They asked him, is this okay? V'amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi responded that im rabim tzrichim loy mutar, that if he has to give a drasha, if it's rabim tzrichim loy, he has to give a drasha, so then yes, it is mutar. It's mutar to carry him around in the chair. V'samchu Rabbi Seinu al divrei achi Shakya. And the message continued that they were saimich on Rabbi Seinu, that Rabbi Seinu were saimich on the words of Achi Shakya, the Amar who said that Ana, I personally, apikte l'Ravuna mehine l'shile u'meshile lihine, I personally carried around Ravuna, I was the one who carried his chair, him, on the chair, from Tashile, from Hine to Shile, from Shile to Hine, I personally carried him around on the chair. V'amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and the message continued that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that Ana, apikte l'Ravuna, that I was the one who personally carried around our master Shmuel from the sun to the shade and from the shade to the sun. So you see, Mefersh, that it is mutter. So how could the Braisa say that you're not allowed to be Yaitse and Akise? Here we see that the Rav Yaakov Bar Idi sent the letter to Bavel that it's mutter to go outside on Yom Tov with this chair, to get carried around on the chair. So says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Hasam kid amar taima. Over there, the letter from Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, he said the reason. It wasn't stam you could be yaitzim bekise. It said him hayu rabim tzrichim loy mutter. The psak from Rav Yeshua ben Levi was dafka. If he needs to give a drasha, if it's rabim tzrichim loy, if the masses need him, he's giving a drasha, so that's when it's mutter. Said anin chanami. The Bryce is speaking about minastam. Stam, a person wants to go outside on the chair. So that's not okay to carry him around on the chair. That's din dechal. But if it's for letzarech a drasha, for a person who's rabim tzrichim loy, so then it's going to be mutter. In the Torah, in Archaim, in Simen Tavkov Chav Beis, so the Torah says that it means dafka if it's too hard for the one giving the drasha to walk around. Let's say he's old or he's sick, so if it's too hard for him to get to the Beis Medrash to give the drasha, that's what the Gemara means that if it's rabim tzrichim loy. The Ran over here on the Rif says that no, stop. If a person's giving a drasha, so that's a heter, even stam al tzkavud, to carry him around on the chair. So the heter to go around on the chair is dafka for a person who's rabim tzrichim loy, dafka for a person who's giving a drasha, not stam. So the Brice is talking about stam a person, and the heter that we spoke about from Rav Yaakov Bar Idi in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that was for a person who's rabim tzrichim loy. So now Amar Le Rav Nachman Chama Bar Ado. Chama Bar Ada Shliach Tzion. Rav Nachman said to Chama Bar Ada Shliach Tzion. He used to go to Eretz Yisrael apparently a lot. So he said to him, Kisolkas Lohasam, the next time you go over there to Eretz Yisrael, so Akif Vizil, go on a little bit of a detour, and please, for my sake, travel Asuma Ditzor, go that direction to Suma Ditzor. Vizil Lagabi Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. I want you to go to Rav Yaakov Bar Idi's house, go to Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Ubaye Mine Kise Ma Osen, and ask him, what do you hold about the chair? Meaning, we just had a Gemara there of Yaakov Bar Idi sent a letter to Bavel that he was matter this chair. He said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that it's mutter for a person who's rabim tzrichim loy to go outside on Yom Tov in this chair. But still, Rav Nachman wanted to hear it directly from the source. He asked Rav Chama Bar Ada Shliach Tzion, when you're there, ask Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, what do you hold about this chair? I want you to ask him if it's true that he really said this. So Ad Azal Lahasam, says the Gemara, that while Rav Chama Bar Ada Shliach Tzion was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, so Noch Nafshed Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. So Rav Yaakov Bar Idi was Nifter, so he never actually got the chance to ask Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. However, Kisalik, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, so Ashkechil Rav Zrika, he found Rav Zrika, a different Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, and Amar Lein, he said to Rav Zrika, Kisei Ma Osin Bei, what do you hold about the Kisei? And Amar Lein, Rav Zrika responded, that Hachi Amar Rabbi Ami, Rav Ami held, he said the following, that ubavad shol yichatef, that yes, it is a mutter, assuming it's rabim tzrichim loy, there is a heter to go outside on the chair, but ubavad shol yichatef, there's a certain way how you have to hold the chair, you can't shoulder it. We'll see in a moment what that means. A person could carry the Talmud Chacham around on the chair, but he's not allowed to shoulder it. What does it mean he can't shoulder it? So Amar Rabbi Yosef Reid Rava Ba'alunki. It's talking about a certain way of holding up the chair it's called Alunki. Rashi explains that what you have is you have two people that are opposite each other, two people are facing each other, and they each put their hands on each other's shoulders. So they each put their hands on each other's shoulders, and like that they create sort of like a platform with their arms. The chair then goes on top of their arms, and the Talmud Chacham sits on the chair. And so carrying a person like that, that's going to be usher, even for a person who's Rabbim Srichamai. So that's Rav Ami Paskin, that Rabbim Srichamai it's mutter, but ubovad shel yechatef, which means this form of carrying called alunki. Ask the Gemara, really, alunki is asr? V'harav Nachman sharula liyalta l'mepach alunki. Rav Nachman allowed his wife Yalta, who apparently was Rabbim Srichimla, Rav Nachman allowed Yalta to go outside on Yom Tif, even in this form of alunki. So you see, it is mutter. How could you? So it's a stira. So says the Gemara, no, shani Yalta devi'isa. Yalta had a special heter. Really, alunki is asr. Really, the way to carry a person on the chair on Yom Tif, even when it's Rabbim Srichamlai, is just to hold up the chair. But Yalta was scared. She was nervous to get held up on the chair. She thought maybe she would fall. And that's why they were matter for Yalta to go in this form of Alunki, because she was scared. The Isser is the Rabbana, and it's Midrabbana, and it's because of Avdin Nechal. So they gave a special heter. So it comes out that you're not allowed to go outside on Shabbos, on Yom Tif rather, on a chair. If it's Rabbim Srichamlai, it's mutter. But you can't do it alunki. However, if a person's scared, so then alunki is mutter. That's really what's coming out from this Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amemar umar zutra mechatfi luhu b'shabata derigla mishum biasusa. That also on Marzutra and Amemar, so they used to go out on Yom Tif for the drasha. It was called the Shabbat of the Rigla for the Yom Tif drasha. They used to go out in this form on the Shabbos before the Yom Tif, also in this form of Alunki Mishum Biasusa, also because they were scared. So you see again, if it's Rabbim Tzrichim, like normally Alunki is Aser, but if it's because of fear of falling, so then Alunki is Mutar. Va'amrila, that no, there was a different heter. It was Mishum Ducha. It was because of Tircha de Tzibura. Because apparently, when you hold it like this, the Alunki way, so you could actually walk a lot faster. If you stop, pick up the chair, so you're slower. I would have thought the opposite, but apparently, no, Alunki, if you're doing it right, if you know how to do it, so Alunki, you could walk much faster. So now, when Ramemar and Marzutra were walking into the Beis Medrash, so they were walking around, so everyone has to stand up for them. And there was a lot of people. So if they would walk, if they would just have someone hold up the chair normally, it would take a very long time for them to get down the street and into the Beis Medrash, and people would have to stand up for a very long time. So because of Tircha de Tzibura, they had a heter to get carried in the Alunki way, so that it would be faster and people wouldn't have to stand up for as long.